Let's just commit this time to the Lord. Our God and our Father, we come before you again, so thankful for your gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and what we have because of what he has done for us. And we just thank you for this time now that we could spend reading your word and studying it and seeing what you have to say to us. And we just pray that we would be able to, by your strength, to continue in the things that we learn, knowing that we have learned them from you, and that we could be assured of what we have been learned. So we commit this time to you, thanking you in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, so I will begin reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Second Chronicles 17, verses 1 through 5, and verse 12. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. In verse 12. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And in chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And then verses 28 through 32. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariot that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. And it came to pass, that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him.